Welcome to the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrade Mike Dabreski.
No! I don't care. We hate you. I don't care.
And Kale Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
The Rob, Comrade, and KO podcast.
And welcome in to the latest edition of the Rob, Comrade, and KO podcast. My name is Rob Sanders. My football team has a coach. Other people on this show, their football team doesn't. I represent the Clemson Tigers. No, you don't have a coach. You haven't had a coach in 5 fucking years.
Fuck you.
Anyway, we'll talk a little bit tonight about the South Carolina coaching search. I want to welcome in my co-host. Let's start with the man in the upstate. He is the bald man on this podcast. He is known as Carolina Jackpot, but he's my friend, Kale Hall. Kale, what's up, brother?
What's going on? You know, today, driving back and forth, I don't want to start, talk about too much negative stuff, but my dad passed away Monday night late, and I've been off for a few days, or I'm going to be off for a few days. I've been cleaning out his place today and making some trips back and forth to the dump, because there's a lot of stuff that, we just got to get rid of. And listen to a lot of Clemson radio today, just going back and forth on these trips. And all that I heard talk about was the Gamecock coaching search. Didn't hear nary a word about the Clemson-Florida State game. To be so irrelevant, we sure do seem to be on everyone's mind. I wonder if they're worried.
And I had a person on Twitter today said, I know on your podcast all you guys do is talk about Clemson. I said, actually, we don't talk much Clemson at all. It's like 10% of the show, if that. And because the comments are not about Clemson, the callers don't talk about Clemson. I go, Clemson is
right. Comrade, did you drop off there? I think Comrade dropped off there. I'm going to introduce the Comrade in just a moment, but one of our sponsors, D&C Trucking and Transport, been supporting the show for a long time. We were saddened by the loss of Kale's father today, and I don't want to bring the show up on a negative, but Kale's dad, according to what I read today, his name was Mr. Boyd T. Hall, and I spoke with Dennis, and we decided to we wanted to do something a little different this evening. In honor of Kale's pop, instead of bashing the Gamecock fans, we decided that we would do this this evening. In honor of your dad, Kale, we're going to open the show with this, with what Dennis and I decided to go with. So just a moment here for Mr. Hall, and our condolences to you, Kale.
Good stuff.
All right, awesome. So that is a courtesy of our buddy Dennis Wilson. We wanted to put something together for you, and just rest in peace to your pop, man. You only got one pop, brother. So I'm sorry for you. It hit me in the face yesterday. He's not even my dad. You text me, and I was like, I literally said in front of my kids and everything, "Holy fucking shit! So it just, wow. But anyway, props to your dad, sir. All right. So with that, we appreciate Dennis and what he does for the show. And that's what he wanted to do for your pops this evening. We have to welcome in the third member of our podcast. He is, of course, the Russian. Comrade Mike Dobreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
It's good to be here. And, of course, our thoughts here from our family with Kale as well. I can't imagine my father's still alive, but both the parents still alive. I can't imagine. So thinking of you, Kale, for sure. Gamecock front, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I feel hope for the first time in a little while, you know. I feel like there's something coming, you know. And listen, I am an eternal optimist, okay, and I will always be that way. I've been a Red Sox fan since birth, and trust me, it's real easy being a Red Sox fan now, but it wasn't easy being a Red Sox fan for many, many years until I hit about 30 years old. It started getting easy. So, and every year, I believe there was a Red Sox year. Every year. And I'm going to still believe that for the Gamecocks. I believe the next person we hire is going to be the goddamn man, and they're going to name the street after him outside the stadium one day. I don't know who it's going to be. It could be Freeze Lane. God. It could be Billy Boulevard. I don't know. Okay, it could be Beamer Road. I don't know. But whoever it is,
I hope you hire Jeff Scott. That way, I can bring this back up to you. They make Jeff Scott Boulevard.
Whoever is going to be hired, that first press conference that he has, I'm going to be. Damn it, that's the damn man right there.
Holy shit!
And I'm going to say, you know what? That's how I want to be. And you can mock me and say I'm dumb shit. That's fine. That's okay. I'm never going to be negative. Positive as hell. So I have a little hope now. I lost some hope the last few weeks because it was pretty clear that Muschamp wasn't the answer.
You were the last one on the Muschamp bus. Be honest.
I was the last one. But there were some signs that had me worried. The Missouri game last year really started to make me wonder. And then the LSU games, when I really kind of realized that, Jesus, you know, this is not going to work. And, of course, in the A&M game just totally made you realize it's going to work. So I hated that feeling of not really having hope the last few weeks. But now I feel good. I feel good now. I feel like we're going to get somebody. We're going to get a young up-and-comer. The bad thing is I can't make my mind every day. I will shift every – and I text you guys sometimes too. I will shift every 2 hours from like, this is the guy I want. And I'm like, you know what? I want this guy. So I'm pretty sure we'll get one of the guys I want. So,
all right. Well, I thought before we got started with our picks this evening, we'd kind of go around the horn here on who you want for the team to get. And I'm going to be unbiased in my pickering. I'm sorry if it's buffering over there. I've got the Wi-Fi hooked up here to the I actually ran the cable, so we're hooked up to the cable, so I don't know what's going on with all that, but I'll tell you what, I'll turn off the television. Maybe that'll help a little bit there. But anyway, the big thing here is that I thought we would go around the horn. We'll start with you, Jackpot. Who do you want if you could have your way with getting your first pick there? Who would you like to take?
If you were Kale Tanner.
Kale AD. Tanner.
Hold on. Are we talking about who I want, period? Or who
yeah.
I want
no, I mean, individual? if you were going to hire, who would you hire, Kale? I mean,
I've already told you I wanted Dave Clawson.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, this is just like, this is the list of people. It's only these three or four individuals or who I'm only hearing serious talk about. So I don't know. I don't know if they've reached out to him. Hasn't responded. Can't talk to him until the season's over. I don't know. But the other ones that have been seriously talked about, I like Luke Fickell, but I don't think he'll come to South Carolina. I think that he's going to take a job where he can win pretty quickly. And I don't think it's South Carolina. So Billy Napier makes the most sense to me of all these other guys. I mean, you've got the South Carolina connections. You've got the offensive mind. You got the little bit of youth. He played quarterback at Furman. He went to Furman, so you know he's got to be pretty smart. I think he checks all the boxes. I don't think the Hugh Freeze thing. I don't think that would be wise. I just don't. I just think that to everybody would have to be looking over their shoulder all the time. He's got a checkered pass. It's just, I mean, some of those violations were just some pretty serious stuff.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I mean, is he been cleared to even be allowed to coach in the SEC?
You know, we talked about that on my show the other day. I mean, Justin Hall, who does the Fifth Quarter postgame show with us, said that he doesn't have a show cause, but you know, they got to approve stuff with the conference. Maybe they don't want him back in the conference. You never know. And I'm not just throwing rocks here. I don't know.
Was it Nick Saban who tried to hire him a few years ago to be offensive coordinator, and Greg Sankey said no?
No.
Well, I don't think they publicly said no, but I think back channels.
Yeah.
Like I if the Gamecocks wanted to hire him, that they could hire him. Okay. But I think Greg Sankey's let known, listen, don't do it. And I'm not sure you want to piss off the SEC. I mean, if Nick Saban doesn't have the balls to say, you know, fuck you, I run the conference, I'm going to hire him, then, you know, so that's something to think about. But certainly, but maybe, you know, I think if the Gamecocks wanted to hire him, I think they'd have to sell, you know, Sankey in at first. Say, listen, you know, we want your approval on this. You know, he's changed his life, whatever, yada, yada, yada. He's found the Lord. He's a man of God, you know, and didn't do it that way. But yeah, I think it's unlikely too. But
well, but anyway, yeah. Go ahead, Kale. Finish your thought there, buddy.
I listened to this podcast that this guy Josh Pate over 24/7 Sports does. I don't know if you've seen that before or not.
Late kick with Josh Pate. Yeah, he's going to be on my show.
Sunday night about who can you hire at South Carolina that gives you the uh-oh factors. He said, I think, well, he's going to win championships right away, but they did say, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, Hugh Freeze would give South Carolina the uh-oh factor, but at what cost would that? I don't know.
Right,
it would
so
be a hard you'd be a like, pass for me. I think that would bring some success in the immediate future. But long term, I don't see it. Don't see the recruiting.
All right. Well, there you go. There's Kale's. And I'm sorry about the buffering. I don't know what the deal is with it. It should even out in a moment. I don't know if maybe there's something with the weather or whatever, but same setup we've always had. Just bear with it. That's all I can tell you guys over there. I apologize. But anyway, Comrade, who is your pick, sir?
Well, I mean, I'm going back from three people. So first, let's talk Beamer. What I like about Beamer is the fact that this is his dream job. Like he wants his job so bad that and listen, that's important. And also because I hate to break this to everybody, I'm sure everyone knows this, the Gamecocks don't exactly have a lot of money to go ahead and offer a coach. So I'm thinking if you hire Beamer, you could probably get him on a nice little deal because he wants a job so bad. You probably get him bargain, all that stuff. I also like Beamer because I think he'd get a really good staff in here. The only issue is never been a head coach. That kind of scares me a little bit. Kind of scares me, but never being a head coach, like, you know, but I think – you know, and but I like the fact he wants to be here. I'm not sure how much he did when he was here. I know he's the recruiting coordinator when he was here, but the recruiting coordinator, that's kind of that job isn't really what people think it is. It's basically scheduling who goes out where. It's not like you're targeting who to go after and evaluating. I think a lot of people think that he was evaluating. Like, that's not really what his job was.
Everybody has their own area to
recruit, right? Like, people blame Steve Spurrier Jr. when he got that job, is why recruiting sucked. It's really about scheduling. Okay, like I'm a recruiting coordinator, and I got Kale and Rob, my staff. It's more like, okay, you go on Tuesday and Wednesday. out to fucking, you know, Gaston. And, you know, so it's not like you're evaluating and breaking down tape. Like, this is the guy we should go after. I think I'm not really sure. I like the fact he's around great, great people. He's been around great coaches. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, Rob Sanders is around me all the time. I'm fucking great. Is Rob great? No. So, I mean, I like the fact that this is his dream job, okay? So, but I'm going to pass on Beamer, okay? Hugh Freeze, all right? Here's the thing with Hugh Freeze. Hugh Freeze is the kind of guy that if we hire him, I'm scared shitless that we're going to regret it. If we don't hire him, I'm scared shitless we're going to regret it. Okay? Like, I think he's the safest just for wins now. Forget about what's going to happen when he leaves. But like you said, which coach right now that will take the job? I'm assuming Hugh Freeze will take the job. Which coach that will take the job will give you the most wins in the next 3 years? I would put money in Hugh Freeze and feel confident. He's got the best track record. The problem is, you know, when he leaves here, is he going to leave anything left? Are we going to have a fucking school, a stadium, going to be in the NCAA still, have to drop down to, you know, what are we going to do? So that's the problem. But I am kind of worried that maybe he really has turned his life around. Maybe he's learned his lessons, and maybe he's going to be clean and do it the right way, and the next job he gets, because you know he's going to get another job. You know eventually he will get another Power 5 job. And I just worry that, you know, I really hope – I don't think we're going to hire him. I really hope whatever next Power 5 job he gets, he just – it's crash and burn, and he's got whores all over the stadium. And I go, thank God. Like Greg Marshall. I wanted Greg Marshall back in the day.
I wanted Greg Marshall.
Oh, thank God, Greg. We didn't get Greg Marshall. So I'm hoping. But that's what – so Hugh Freeze has me nervous. We don't hire him. Nervous we do. So the guy that I have the least concern about, the one that I have no weakness in him other than it's still a crapshoot, is Billy Napier. As Kale said earlier, there isn't really anything you say, nah, but, you know, there's nothing you can say about him that's – I mean, he's unproven at the Power 5 level, which any guy we get will be unproven – well, except for Hugh Freeze. But I think he's the best fit. I think he'll be the one that gets hired. I mean, I would bet a good chunk of money that he'll be the one being hired. I also know it sounds like he wants the job. I don't know if he's called his dream job yet, but I think I'm sure in the press conference he will. They all say that, but I think he wants this job, and I think it's a job that is a destination job for him. I mean, I'm sure if he got good enough and whatever, Bama came calling, but like I think that this is the job he wants for good. So I think that's the guy that we will hire, and probably my favorite right now. But I'll probably change it tomorrow. I'll probably go, you know what? I want Freeze. But right now, I'm going to go Napier. That's the sound decision. And I believe you're going to see Billy Napier Street in about 25 years.
So my pick, my unbiased pick, by the way, and Comrade said Kale said Dave Clawson a long time ago. I've liked Dave Clawson, but I will yield to Kale if he said it first. They're probably not even going to call Dave Clawson because they don't have a lot of fucking sense. But that should be the first call, period. Absolutely, without question, the first call should be Dave Clawson at Wake Forest. But since you're not going to make that call, the easy call is to go with Napier. And I think Napier wants to come here. And the comrade talked about the whole thing with Dabo Swinney and all that. I think that Comrade might have something there. I think there's a little piece of his heart. It's right down there. You know, you've seen how the Grinch stole Christmas and the Grinch has got the little itty-bitty heart. Okay, imagine that little itty-bitty heart and then one-tenth of a piece of that heart. And he thinks, you know what? When I was at Clemson, I had that offense and I was doing things with it or whatever. Him and Dabo had their issues. I think he'd like to kick the fuck out of Dabo Swinney.
Yeah.
And I really do.
Who blows Dabo?
Well,
I want a guy.
Are you gonna let me finish? I didn't talk during yours, sir.
I know. I'm
okay. So I think there's a piece of his heart that wants to kick the shit out of Dabo Swinney, and the one way to do it is to go to South Carolina. He's gonna have the money that he needs. He'll make more money than he's making at Louisiana. And Josh Pate said the same thing about Billy Napier, that Napier has the ability to evaluate talent, and yeah. That is really, really important at South Carolina, because you're not going to get, even when you're in the, you finish what, 21st, you average 18 to 21 in your recruiting classes. Imagine if you could get that 18 to 21, but under Napier's eye as far as evaluating talent, which he is really good at, that could turn your 18 into a top 10 class on the outside. You may finish ranked 18th, but you've got top 10 talent. So I think Napier is, since you're not going to call Dave Clawson because they're too fucking stupid for that, Napier is the easy one. And I like the idea of him coming back to South Carolina and making, you know, I'm wearing my Rob Comrade and Kale Making Podcasts Great Again t-shirt. Make the rivalry great again. Make it where Clemson fans have to think a little bit before the South Carolina game, because during the Will Muschamp era, it was never within 21 points. So make the rivalry great again and win some fucking games. Bring some fucking pride back to that program, because right now there's none. You got motherfuckers quitting in the middle of the week. So work on that. Billy Napier is the guy that I would want.
That was, you know, I tried to defend the first one, and, you know, I think I did an admirable job of it over my channel of defending his decision. I mean, he's done a lot. I mean, there were a lot of Gamecock fans just taking a shit on him on Facebook. Just, I mean, like, oh, he sucked. He wasn't that good anyway. He didn't really get many interceptions. They don't fucking know football. I mean, obviously. I mean, the Gamecock Facebook pages, I've just been reading these the past couple of days. They've just been stressing me out even more.
Yeah, I can't read that shit
right now. They're just dumb.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, are you talking about J.C. Horn?
Yeah, they're saying, well, yeah, he didn't have that many interceptions the whole time he was here.
That's because they didn't throw the ball to his fucking side of the field.
Exactly, but they don't get that.
Jesus Christ. You know
what?
They
didn't throw it to his side of the field because he would pick it off if you did.
Yes, just fucking give him Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders was that he didn't have a picks all the time, but when they threw to his side of the field, he made him pay. That's the whole point. Okay, I don't agree with him quitting on the team, which is what I think that he did. But if you think that South Carolina is going to be better off, which some guy said to me today, South Carolina is going to be better off with those two guys off the field on Saturday against Mizzou, you're out of your goddamn mind. You are out of your mind. Now, I'm not saying they're the best ever and they gave up a ton of yards and stuff like that, but those two guys are going to be playing on Sunday. And by the way, and Comrade, I want you to help me with this. When we have people that claim on draft day, next year, when J.C. Horn gets drafted in the first, second round or whatever, because he's going to light it up at the damn combine, your same people can't be running around, oh, well, he's South Carolina's own. No, no, no. You guys threw him to the fucking woodshed. You don't get to claim him. I don't want to hear that shit. Don't want to hear it. Comrade knows I'm right.
I know. I just, listen, I guess, you know, the Gamecock page, you know, Lewis Bolin, goddamn him, he added me to the Gamecock Nation Facebook page, and I really need to get out of that page.
I love Lewis.
Because
Lewis is watching. What's up, brother?
The things I'm hearing, I'm hearing them. One dude wrote on his face, posted that Ray Tanner's an asshole and he has no balls. And if I was Ray Tanner, you got to go all out. And I would go ahead and call Nick Saban. And so I thought he was joking. I thought he was being sarcastic, you know? Like, that's pretty damn funny. That's a pretty funny thing. So I go, so you're saying he should call? Yeah, man, yeah. And he goes, listen, I know there's a good chance that he may turn us down. But why the hell don't you try? I'm like, are you effing serious?
I have a new sound clip for that on the virtual Kale board. I'm gonna play it for just that guy. Here we go.
Loser, South Carolina.
Kale gets it. And by the way, I got one more thing I want to play before we get to that. But go ahead, Kale. What you got, brother?
No, that was just.
Yeah, Kale's big time on that. I am I pulled something today and kind of takes us back a little bit, and I want to play it really quick. But, yeah, I don't know when those Facebook groups, Comrade, you're kind of, ugh. Some of the stuff I hear in there, I'm like, man.
I have to be careful because actually I feel in those groups that actually know me in real life.
Yeah.
Like my real life non-comrade. And so mm-hmm. I go to post something, I go, man, I can't do that because there's a lot of people in there that know me in normal life and know my kids. And I go, I can't just go off on these people. So I just sit down. I need to get out of those groups before I just go off one day.
So I pulled this today, and I knew that Kale would appreciate this. Little sound clip from kind of a way back Wednesday type thing. Here we go.
Clemson versus South Carolina. Sparky Woods and his Dominickers have been laying stronger eggs of late and have every intention of causing a high pigskin cholesterol count in the big bad felines on Saturday in Death Valley. But it's doubtful if they can shut down all the arteries in this orange pride. Lennox loser, in a close one, South Carolina.
I love that.
That had to have been from 93.
93, exactly, Kale. But
well, yeah, because that one was close.
Yeah. Well, that one made me happy, so I thought I'd share that. All right, we have to pick our games. We're running a little bit behind here. We're going to go ahead and get our games picked. Of course, the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge, callawaysbarandgrill.com. If you are in Columbia, West Columbia, you got to go and try that out. Go by and get you some beer. If you want to get your food to go, you can do that too. They got some great stuff there. We're going to do our first pick of the evening. And as I move along here, App State at Coastal Carolina. Jackpot, you're going to lead the way first. Coastal is a 4-point favorite at home.
Okay, I'm going to make this one real simple. I've went against them a lot this year. Went against them last week in the game that was canceled. I'm going to pick Coastal Carolina to cover here because the App State quarterback, Zach Wilson, is probably not going to play this game.
Right.
He was hurt last game. And, I mean, really, who's taken any snaps the last 3 years at App State besides Zach Wilson? I mean, he's played, like, every down. They're good, but I think you're starting to see they're not dominant like they were when Satterfield was there. And they barely beat Sean Elliott's team on Saturday. And it may have been, like, a look-ahead spot thing, but I'm not sure. I'm not sold on it. I mean, we know Coastal Carolina's good. They don't have any injuries, anything like that. They're coming off a bye week, unnatural bye week that they didn't plan for, but it was still a bye week. So I won't take the Chanticleers to cover here. It's about that time that this will be their biggest win of the season if they get this one, even bigger than the one over Kansas, believe it or not. But yeah.
All right. God damn it, Kale. Comrade, what you got, man?
I want to take App State. I really do. And, you know, I saw the injury too. And I was trying to get information if that kid's going to play or not. Doesn't look like he is going to play. And all my numbers have it like Coastal by 5 anyway. And with the quarterback, that's with the quarterback playing. So I'm going to go ahead and take Coastal as well to cover the spread. They'll probably won't cover it because they fuck me all year long. Well, fuck them. They do whatever. I'm going to take
him. I'm rolling with Coastal, too, but the big reason is the same thing Kale talked about. That young man's going to be out at quarterback. So give me Coastal Carolina -4 at home. Up next, Liberty at NC State. Liberty with where Hugh Freeze has found Jesus. That's not a joke. They will look to move to 8-0 on the season, I believe it is. 3-0 against the ACC. Comrade, he started something. One of those online petitions at change.org, and he wants you to sign it if they win this weekend. He wants them directly in the ACC championship game. You know what? I might fucking sign it too because they've played some pretty good football. But, Kale, who's your pick in Liberty and NC State?
Well, I mean, you can't say that they're overrated. I mean, they've beaten two ACC teams. And 8-0, NC State's defense is terrible. I mean, yeah. It really is. I mean, they gave up. They were, you know, 30 points ahead of Florida State last week, and they gave up a couple of garbage touchdowns in the fourth quarter. I mean, they gave up a shitload of points to Miami. I think that Liberty will be able to move the ball against them. Hopefully, that one thing that would bother me about Liberty is this, all this Hugh Freeze to South Carolina, Hugh Freeze to Tennessee, Hugh Freeze to wherever talk going to be a distraction. I don't think it will. I don't think it will. I'm going to take the Flames.
Go with the Flames.
To burn down that shithole in Raleigh, known as Carter Finley Dump, and take a big shit on NC State and get this win. Cover the spread.
All right. Comrades over there, he's looking confused because he wants to take Dave Doran. He does. But he also doesn't want to have the stench of freaking Hugh Freeze on him.
Dave Doran's a great guy, and if you're a coach in this country and don't like Dave Doran, you're a fucking asshole. Let's put it out right now.
All right.
But here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing right now. Here's the thing. You know, I am trying to be morally correct here. And it pains me that at least three times a day I start to wander in the world of Hugh Freeze and go, I think I want him. And I hate that.
South Carolina. And
so I really am worried that if he goes and waxes NC State, that my ass is going to be up his ass for a Carolina job. And I don't want that to happen. I want NC State to blow them out so I can say, you know what? I don't need the dude. I don't need him. So I am pulling the heart for NC State on Saturday. I'm pulling hard for my moral fiber because I don't want to go down that road because I know it's going to happen. He blows out NC State. I'm going to be wearing a damn Hugh Freeze hat on Monday. So for my own sanity and for my morals and my principles, I'm taking NC State to cover the -4 and put Liberty back in a little bit more out of their fantasy world living in and bring them back down to earth a little bit. I'm taking the Wolf Pack and Dave Doran.
I'm going with Liberty because fuck Dave Doran. Can't stand like Dave Doran. No, I honestly think Liberty has a great offense. Their quarterback can cause problems. He can run the ball a good bit, and that NC State defense is really bad. So give me Liberty to pick it up there. They're getting 4 points. So
I hate NC State. I really do. That goes back to my childhood. Yeah. I can't fucking stand them. In 1986, we went to the game in Raleigh, South Carolina, at NC State, and they were undefeated. I think they were like 5-6-0, something like that. And that was the Todd Ellis freshman year. Mm-hmm. Well, we went 3-6-2, but we lost to Nebraska by like 3 points at home. We had a tie with Virginia Tech, who was like an undefeated team except for the tie with us. And I can't remember. I think it was Florida State. We played really close. We tied Clemson that year, who was like – they were like 9-1-1 at the end of the season. It was like a really much better team than the record indicated. Anyway, we play in Raleigh. We're behind the whole game. We come back, take the lead. At the middle of the fourth quarter, the damn scoreboard clock goes off, so they're keeping – time out on the field, and I swear the rest of that fourth quarter, and this wasn't even on TV, took like 45 minutes to play. Go figure. And then we get, South Carolina sacks them on fourth down, 22-17. We win the ball game, it's over with. There's a flag over here that nobody saw that they dropped. One of our players jumped offside, so you can't end the game on defensive penalty. So they give them a free play. They throw up a Hail Mary. Catch a damn touchdown, which there was like a million pass interferences on this touchdown catch if you go back and watch the replay. So they won that game. All right, fine, whatever. Fast forward to 1989, which was the first year Sparky Woods was there, Todd Ellis' senior year, and we're undefeated. They go after him for the first quarter and a half. They finally get to him, sack him, hit him in the knee, tear it up, knock him out of the ball game. Ends his season, ends his college career, and we ended up losing the game, and then we lost like the next four games. So we end up—I don't know—we were undefeated, but we ended up like 7-4 at the end of the season because the backup quarterback, this was horrible.
Yeah.
So I have reason. I just hate NC State. And I remember when they were carrying him off the field. They had him on that on the little golf cart thing. His legs up here, and he's, you know, it's like I can remember him, you know, yelling to the crowd. So good cycling out right now.
I'm surprised both of you didn't pick Liberty because you're hoping Hugh Freeze comes here because he won't have problems with the ACC like Will Muschamp did. Anyway. Our next game on the list, Mike, can you address Ben Simmons there, our recruiting coordinator? The comment that I have highlighted there, Mike.
What the hell is he saying?
He's just, can you help him out?
First of all, don't spell his name correctly, please. That's my coach right there. That's you're bad mouth my coach. Spell his name correctly. That's my guy.
Say his
Sparky
name.
Woods.
God damn.
I love Sparky.
Up next,
great guy.
We've got Utah and Southern Cal. Kale, the Utes are getting 4 points at home. Which way are you rolling, man?
Getting 4 points at home against Southern Cal. Hold on, I gotta look at this. What Southern Cal's 2-0?
Utah has not played a game yet.
Southern Cal is putting a couple of come from behind and get wins too, like last
right.
week wins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Tough game.
That's a tough one. I have to go with – that's a tough one. I have to go with Southern Cal. I don't know what Utah is, but we don't know what they are. Who knows what you're going to get. Probably wrong there. I'm probably screwing myself because a lot of times when these things happen with the teams that haven't played at all against the team that has played, the team that haven't played at all covers, but – I don't know. I know Utah just lost a lot of players from last year. So,
yeah,
I'll take the Trojans.
All right, comrade, which way are you going?
You know, I've taken Utah twice already this year, and they haven't let me down once. Okay? They haven't lost me one time. You know, so Jake Bentley is that quarterback, I'm assuming.
Okay, yeah.
I'm assuming he's going to start. They're hungry, haven't played a game all year. The Trojans have eked out wins. I'm a Trojan fan. Deep down, I like the Trojans. I'm a Trojan at heart. Well, not really at heart, but I like Trojan football. I watch their games a lot. So I feel like right. I'm kind of an expert in the Trojans because I do watch their games a lot because they're a team I've always rooted for as a little young kid. So I watch them play, and they're kind of a strange team. They come from behind. They play sloppy a lot. They find a way to win at the end, but they haven't played really any great teams.
What's the deal with your mic? Are you fucking your microphone? What are you doing here, buddy? Yeah. Look around like you're stupid. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. You talk. Talk. Now you're good. Yeah, that's better. Go.
I'm taking Utah +4.
Okay, I'm pretty split on this game, but I don't know what Utah's got. We haven't seen them play yet. They've lost a ton of guys. I want to take Jake Bentley after the way South Carolina fans treated him, all the awful shit they said about his girlfriend, etc. But I'm going to go with Kale and go with Southern Cal and give up the 4 because none of us really know what Utah has. Our next pick.
We know that USC owns the state of Arizona.
Exactly.
Trojans own the desert.
Up next, we've got Abilene Christian at Virginia. This is the Cale Hall special. Fucking Cale. I hate the Cale Hall specials, but I'm going to do the same thing I do every week. I'm taking whoever Cale takes. Virginia's a 39.5-point favorite at home. Get the fuck out of here. What do you got, Cale?
I'm just looking at Abilene's schedule. They played some pretty weak competition. Their last – hold on. I had it pulled up just a second ago so I could tell you exactly. Their last game that they played, and I don't know why this one didn't make national headlines. Shit, where are we at? Okay. Was against Mercer. No, it was against, excuse me, Angelo State. I don't know who.
I swear to you, if you had $10,000.
Angelo Mosca Sr. that used to be in the Mid-Atlantic Championship. They lost.
If you offered me $10,000 and told me, tell me which state Angelo State is in, I would not win it.
I have no fucking clue. Los Angeles.
Well, you can have it. Take the $10,000 because I have. It's probably. Is it in Los Angeles? Where is Angelo State?
It's in Los Angeles.
Is that where it is? Seriously, or are you just being stupid?
No.
Are you guessing?
I have no clue.
They're called the Rams.
Angelo State. Okay. Oh, here it is. Where is Angelo? If you go to their website, all right, it almost comes back as Anglo, like Anglo-Saxon. It's almost racist. Let's see here. I'm trying. It doesn't tell us where it is. Hold on. I'm looking for it. But go ahead. Give us your pick, Kale, while I figure that out. Go ahead, Kale. What you got?
Anyway, any team that lost to something called Angelo State by 13 points at home can't be worth a shit. And any team that beat something called Mercer on the road by nothing an area but 3 points is not good. So I'm going to take Virginia to cover here. I think they're going to beat the shit out of the Sunday school team Saturday afternoon. Just fact. I don't think they've placed a quarterback like Brennan Armstrong yet. Could be a problem.
They're from Texas, by the way. Close, comrade, but not. You would have said, "Hey, give me the $10,000." Hey. I've been like, "All right, he's right." I'm not going to argue with you.
Texas and California, both big states, right?
They're both big states. There you go.
There you go.
I think all there is a state town called San Angelo, Texas. If I'm not.
Okay. Well, what do you got? Yeah. All right, so Virginia for Kale. And then what have you got there, comrade?
Here's my theory. I couldn't tell you shit about fuck, okay?
But I will tell you this. Shit about fuck.
Okay? I will say this, though. Virginia should never be giving any team that many points. Okay? I'm sorry. I will never...
You've already been burnt by Virginia anyway.
Giving away this many points. I just won't. I wouldn't take Ralph Sampson's Virginia basketball team over Chaminade. Oh, remember that? Look it up. Look it up, folks. Okay? I am taking Abilene.
To them too.
I'm taking Abilene Christian Academy of the Jesus Lovers to win to cover this game. And I believe at halftime, it will be tied. Mark it down at halftime, will be tied.
Okay, well, comrade is only taking the Sunday school so he can lobby Hugh Freeze, who has now found Jesus at Liberty. That's why comrade is taking that school. I'm taking Virginia. Bronco Mendenhall is a great coach, and I like Virginia. So 39.5 is a lot to give up. But I'm going with Kale, just like I said I would. So they'll probably win 52-0.
Angelo State is in San Angelo, Texas, which is almost right smack dab in the middle of the state, and it looks to be about halfway between Odessa and Austin, which is probably 300 miles on either side, as big as that damn place is. Take you a fucking day to drive.
South Carolina.
Yeah, there you go. Up next pick is Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. I'm gonna let comrade do his he had like almost tried the radio voice the other day. What do you call it, comrade?
What?
Bedlam. Kale, who do you got in this game? Oklahoma's a 10-point favorite.
What's the spread? Were you
10?
Even 10.
10.
It's like 5 in real life now.
Oklahoma State. I don't like that number. I think Oklahoma State is probably the better team. Oklahoma's been playing better lately after they had those kind of embarrassing losses at the beginning of the season. But I really think that the mullet has got the better team here. In fact, this thing has now been bet down to 7. So there you go.
All right, comrade, which way are you going?
Yeah, I don't get why the spread was 10 to begin with. Like, I was trying to read up into stuff today to find out there's something I'm missing, something I'm not getting, because I think Oklahoma State is I think they're a little better than Oklahoma. I think it's like a 2-point game, maybe, like a 3-point game, maybe, and they're home. They're in Stillwater too. I know that the college.
No. It's at Oklahoma, comrade. They're not at home. It's at Oklahoma. Sure? Yes, sir. I'm looking directly at the matchup. It's at the Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. So yeah, that's Oklahoma.
Well, I put the damn fucking game wrong. I think I put it as
on the page. It's Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. So.
All right. Okay.
So maybe me. You were all maybe right. You were drunk. Right, there.
So that makes a little bit more sense. I don't know why I thought it was Oklahoma State. Anyway, so you know. Yeah, I still don't quite get that. I'm taking the Cowboys. I'm taking the mullet, Mike Gundy. I'm not sure they'll win the game, but it'll be a field goal game late. See who gets a break, who gets a turnover, late pick, fumble will be decided. It'll be a great game. It's gonna be bedlam. It's gonna be fucking bedlam.
So it is at Oklahoma.
Okay. Right? Yeah, but it's Oklahoma.
Bedlam.
JR's gonna be there.
Bedlam.
Goddamn push.
We didn't get our fucking push on the offensive line. I'm taking Oklahoma State because 10 points is a lot of fucking points.
Here's something I don't understand. My comrade is up on this stuff. So, all right. So it opened up at 9.5 and now it's at 7. But I'm looking here on CBS just on odds. And it says the public bet is only 45% on Oklahoma State and 55% on Oklahoma. How does that work?
That's 45% of bet. So what that tells you is that the sharps, the money that the bookmakers respect, went hard in Oklahoma State early on. So it's, you can't always go by the public. Sometimes it's by if you get the big sharps, the big money, they can move a line by their bets because they kind of trust them what they're doing.
All right.
That happens so too. So there could be a variety of things. Sometimes it's by number of bets. Sometimes it's because three of the sharps come in with $5,000 and said, "Give me the Cowboys." And the bookmakers went, "Oh shit,
yeah,
we may have fucked up."
All right. So. Next matchup. Since I'm taking Oklahoma State because that's just a lot of points, and I think Oklahoma State has the capability, especially with their running game, to keep themselves. From getting, you know, to the point where they lose by 10. I mean, that's a lot of points. Next game is Indiana at Ohio State. Indiana is the 9th-ranked team in the country, allegedly. Ohio State is the 3rd-ranked team in the country, allegedly. But Ohio State is giving up 21 at home. Came out today that they're not even letting members of the family in the stands. So it'll be in a completely empty stadium up there at the Horseshoe. Let's see here.
Horse nuts.
But yeah, whatever the hell it is. Kale, who's your pick in this game?
I gotta go with Indiana because Ohio State's there. Last year, when they were covering all those huge numbers and making their way to the playoffs, I mean, they were doing it with offense. They were doing it with defense too. They were shutting these teams out. They've given up a decent amount of points, a decent amount of yards this year, and I just think that. You know, this is Indiana's chance. This is their chance on a really huge stage, albeit, I mean, in front of no fans, but as far as TV-wise and that, perception-wise, this is their big opportunity. And I think that coach that they got is really good, and I think he's going to have them focus, and I don't think they're going to screw the pooch on that opportunity. I think they'll keep this a lot. I think they're going to keep it close. I even pulled the upset. I mean, they could.
So, all right. Well,
ultimately, I will, but I think they keep it closer than 21.
All right. Comrade, which way are you going?
I think Ohio State's really, really good. I think Ohio State might be the best team in the country. That being said, though, I think Indiana's real. I don't think they're kind of a phony or a you know, they're not a Cinderella team. I think they're a really good team. They beat teams' asses, too, when they play them. So they're going to be in this ball game. I don't think they can win unless Ohio State has a bad game and you have a couple turnovers here and there maybe a defensive score from Indiana, then maybe that then during the ball game late, the chance to win. But I think they cover 21. I think it's like a 14-17 point game in the end. But I'm going to take Indiana to cover the spread. Take the Hoosiers. Who's your daddy?
Indiana has something that they have really good team speed. If you watch them, they're very quick. And Ohio State's played a lot of these plodding Big Ten teams. This will be the fastest. And by the way, the only ranked matchup they will play this season is against Indiana. So I think Indiana, I think they could win. I really do. Ohio State gives up points, which is something, as Kale said, they didn't do a lot of last year. I think they look at Indiana and think, what the fuck is this basketball school doing here? I think they may overlook them just a little bit, and Indiana will definitely cover the 21. So give me the Hoosiers. The Hoosiers. Jimmy Chitwood. I'm thinking about the Hoosiers. Give me the Hoosiers plus 21. Next matchup is Clemson at Florida State. Clemson is in our contest, is a 29-point favorite. The line, according to, as I'm looking at the updated line here, I'm trying to bring that up here for us. The updated line has Clemson minus 35. Kale, which way are you going with Clemson and mighty Florida State?
30. What is our line in the
game? Our line is 29. The line in Vegas is at 35.
There's no way that Florida State's covering that 29. You know, they're down. They're probably going to be playing their fourth string quarterback.
Yeah.
Because the Purdy kid, he's hurt now. He's out for the season.
Yeah.
So they said they're going to start the Travis kid, but he got hurt in the last game. Correct.
Yep.
I mean, so who knows how effective he'll be? I mean, don't think it really matters. I can't roll with them at all. I think Clemson wins at like 55-10 or something like that. To be honest with you, I mean, Florida State couldn't even really score on NC State's terrible defense. And they score like 9 points, and then they got a few in garbage time, which didn't look good on NC State. But yeah, I don't. I think this will be going to be really ugly. Probably uglier than the one 2 years ago, which was really ugly.
Yeah,
yeah. Was that the one? That was the one with they had that famous picture of the Florida State fan.
We sit there reading the book. Yeah,
sitting there reading the book and sitting on that seat that's up against the wall, stadium. Yeah.
Yeah, that I think I've got audio of what that book was called. Let me see if I can play it for you. Here.
Was that like Cactus Jack's book that he used to read in the corner of the?
Yeah. What is that? What are you listening to, comrade?
Not my phone just went off.
Okay.
Must be a text. Okay.
I've got audio of what that book was called, especially if you're sitting at that game losing 70 to whatever the hell it was.
Vote for life.
Another thing that stands out to me too is like for what like the past at least the past 3 weeks, what Ukulele has been the starting quarterback. He's been taking reps with the ones and that. So, you know, you got Trevor Lawrence starting now, but you know, once the blowout starts and then Ukulele comes in, I don't think now that the bloodletting is gonna stop because I mean, he knows his – he's going to go through all the progressions instead of just coming in and handing the ball off and running up the middle and it's just like trying to chew the clock up. I think they'll put some points on the board with him as well. So, you know, that's another thing there as far as that spread goes that could really, really sway that number in Clemson's direction even more.
Comrade, it's your pick, but I want to remind you, you said after the Georgia Tech game earlier this year – that you were never picking Florida State again this year. Was it you or Kale that said that? It was one or the other. Okay, well, one of you said you weren't picking Florida State regardless.
I took Georgia Tech in that game. Remember, I took Georgia Tech. I won that game.
Okay, that's right. I took that one. But go ahead. Who do you got in this game?
I don't see Florida State scoring more than 13 points would be like a great day for them. Like everything goes right. They get a defensive score, 13 points. So that then you have to tell yourself, okay, will they hold Clemson to 42 or under if that happens? I don't see them doing that either. So I don't see how FSU covers the spread at all with their quarterback situation. So it's probably going to be like Kale. I can see 49-10. 49-10, something like that. I'm taking the tater shits to cover.
I could see Clemson having 42 points by halftime against
this. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Florida State sucks. Marvin Wilson is out. It was their I thought he was going to be the defensive player of the year. We all had him on our all-ACC ballot. We also had there, or two of the three of us had, a wide receiver that whose name escapes me that's opted out.
Tamarion Terry.
There we go. So he's out. Their number one wide receiver, their best defensive player. They're on their fourth string quarterback. Give me Clemson to cover, and it's going to be a freaking scrimmage. So Clemson wins big, probably 55-0. That's my pick. Final game has Mizzou at South Carolina. Mizzou is a one-point favorite, according to our contest. In the line now has jumped to, let's make sure I give it to you correct. I think it's at 6. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's at 6. So apparently, Will Muschamp is worth 5 points, I guess.
It shows you.
Yeah. Shut up, bitch. Kale, which way you going, man?
Well, assuming that it gets played, that's why I was wanting you to highlight Coon's comment over there in the YouTube chat.
Right, yeah, I've got it.
They have 54 players available or 50-something. They have one over the minimum requirement.
Updated numbers tonight, they have 56. So that was 54 earlier. Now it's at 56. You need 53 to play, and they've got 56 after today's testing. But South Carolina is probably right there in the same boat, according to interim coach Mike Bobo. So, but Kale, if everything checks out the way you want, who you picking?
I would pick the Gamecocks here to cover. If the Horn and Mukuamu, we have had those opt outs and the RJ Roderick. I think that just doesn't look good to me. That's just a bad omen. I think if we had those guys in there, that we could come out with the wounded animal phase and possibly, because I think that South Carolina, I think we could score some points on Missouri. Their defense is not as shitty as Ole Miss, but I mean it's pretty shitty. But I think this season is just as fucked up as everything's been. I can't pick us here in good faith. I just can't. I'd have to take Mizzou.
Comrade, which way are you rolling, man?
Never, never doubt the Gamecocks with an interim coach. Never doubt them. Okay? A couple years ago, a few years back, we beat Vanderbilt, interim coach. And we also had Clemson reeling. And we did lose the Citadel, but whatever. Missouri has no D-line right now. They got walk-ons playing D-line.
Yeah.
Our O-line is going to come out there and bash their skulls in, and Kevin Harris is going for 265. 265.
He's okay? Not going for 265.
And our defense will give up points like no other defense will give up points again. But I think they'll make a play late. I think Zondre White, in his new role of safety, gets a deflected pickoff and picks it off and storms down the field for a touchdown to win the game late, 68-64. In a game that Frank Martin would say, Jesus, I wish we scored that many points in basketball. Gamecocks win in a thriller as 14,000 fans go apeshit as they see the score from Liberty and NC State.
So they're playing
South Carolina.
Yeah.
They're playing walk-ons on the D-line.
Yeah, they get walk-ons.
Yeah. They have a couple of walk-ons that may get in rotation.
Those walk-ons are gonna have the thrill of a lifetime when they sack Colin Hill's sorry ass.
What if they come out there and start Luke Doty?
Okay.
And what I mean by Luke Doty, what I mean is it's really kind of Connor Shaw in there playing okay. Luke Doty.
Look, I'm just gonna be as helpful as I can with this. If they start Luke Doty, as a South Carolina fan, I'm going to be pissed off. Why? Because you don't want Luke Doty fucking hurt for the new administration that's coming in. Here's what you do. You put the guy in. Look, They brought out three players at Bobo's introductory press conference. Two of them weren't on the fucking team 8 months ago. Okay? And Colin Hill and that fucking fullback that you were in love with 6 months ago. All right? So
Daryl Moose Johnson
with that
Saturday night, sir.
With that, God damn it, Kale.
I'm not taking off this damn C right here.
I never said you take off the C. I'm just saying I'm not gonna put my guys out there to get injured. I'm not gonna do it. I'm going with I think Missouri will get the win, but it's gonna be a low scoring game. A lot of Larry Roundtree the third. And a lot of Nick Bolton smacking around Harris a little bit because Nick Bolton is the best linebacker that the South Carolina Gamecocks will have faced this season. Write that down. Take a picture. The best linebacker that you've faced this season is Nick Bolton. Now, I know that Comrade is one of these people that thinks that all Mizzou sucks, but Mizzou will win this game probably by 6 or 7 points. But if I'm giving up one, give me Mizzou. So there you go with that. And I know, Comrade, with your heart, I know that's what you're doing there. But
I'm not
give me
taking
Mizzou.
This off. Tell you right now.
Don't take it off. I don't give a shit.
Connor Shaw may play for crying out loud. He may be in there.
Who?
Just not know it. Connor Shaw. He might get in there.
Jesus Christ.
And Luke Doty's jersey. Go, damn.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our picks. And my final thing I wanted to pitch to you guys this evening, and it comes from Gamecock Twitter. People were talking about, why not giving Connor Shaw a shot as the head coach? I'm going to let you guys have it, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'll go first. Okay, first of all, I saw the following. How about Connor Shaw head coach? We bring in Marcus Lattimore as running back coach, and maybe this happens too. This happens on a Red Sox Facebook pages too. Let's bring in Veritek, manager Pedro, pitching coach Manny, hitting coach. Just because they were awesome doesn't mean that. Now, listen, I would love for Connor Shaw to be the head coach one day after he gets experience, okay? After he learns it, after he, you know, on staff for a while, understands how it all works, I think it'd be great. I hope he is on the staff for the new guy coming in. I hope he has a role on the staff, on the field role, whether it be a quarterback coach, whether it be a whatever. Okay, but to say head coach now, first of all, why would you want to do that to him? Because the problem is the odds of him being successful right now are very slim. And so you're going to take our greatest quarterback in school history and then hate his ass because he can't beat anybody, okay? Which is why I'd like to see him as a coach one day, but even that kind of scares me. What if he sucks? Look at Michigan right now with Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh is their favorite son, okay? I mean, coming back, they love Jim Harbaugh. They hate his ass right now, okay? And, like, so I'd rather not ever see that. I like him being on the staff, though. I think we need more former Gamecock players around the program in some role, not like as a coordinator role, but as one of the coaches, for the culture, to bring back that, what kind of show I was talking about, the pride of being a Gamecock. And how it's great to be a Gamecock, because it fucking is. It fucking is, okay? And that's the guy that can sell that. Okay, but as the head coach, not yet. Maybe down the road, not yet.
Loser, South Carolina.
All right, well, I just thought I'd bring that up. So, there's our picks for the week. We'll be back at it on, Sunday night to recap and get started with the next week that's coming ahead here. Someone mentioned something to me earlier. I can't remember if it was Facebook or Twitter, but they were hoping the Gamecocks lose this game because they don't want the talk of Mike Bobo to be the head coach to come up. I don't know if you guys agree with that or not. If he wins out, do you think he should get a look?
If he needs to win out, but win like big, like if he needs to pound Missouri. Pound Georgia's ass and pound
and then win the bowl game too. Because if you go 5-5, yeah, you're going to a bowl game. You need
and
to win the
then,
bowl game too.
And then maybe schedule Clemson on January 5th and beat their ass. And then I give them the job.
Then you give them the job. Crap. All right. Well, Kale, man, I know you're dealing with some stuff. Thank you for joining us, buddy. And Sunday, we'll be back at it. And we appreciate you guys. And with that,
we love you, Kale.
Yeah, we do love you, Kale. With that, this show's a wrap.
Thanks.
All right, Kale. See you later, brother.
All right. See you,
bye, buddy.
So much.
All right. There we go. Comrade.